Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we do like the odd drop of wine here and there.
We do, and this is an extraordinary story because you've obviously had a few Lindemans.
I love Lindemann wines. Celebrating 100 years.
I know, like I didn't think there was a winery around that.
Off to the cellar door we go.
Exactly. So I'd like to welcome to the show the cellar door manager, Damien. How are you, Damien?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, you work in a beautiful place in Australia, the Hunter Valley. That must be pretty tough going to work every day.
It is, mate. Very tough. Nice part of the world.
It sure is. Now, tell us a little bit about how Lindemann started. There was a doctor, wasn't there? A Dr. Lindemann's?
Yeah, Dr. Henry John Lindemann founded the business in 1843. He was a British naval surgeon and basically came on the boat up to a place called Cowarra, or a property called Cowarra, which is near Gresford. And Lindemann started in 1843.
It's amazing when you think about how wine is created. What's the difference between back then and now?
And look, there's a lot of things that have changed, obviously, over the times. I mean, you see a lot of footage about Lindemann's in the early days, you know, even hand harvesting. Now we're machine harvesting. You know, you're talking about people's palates changing in the winemaking process. So everything from basically the grape and our viticulture now is a lot better than what it was back there and gives us more opportunities to make more consistent wines.
Has the philosophy changed, though, you know, over the years, do you think?
No, look, the philosophy of Lindemann's is basically the one purpose of wine is to bring happiness. And, you know, whether it be, you know, 1843 or today, you know, that's Lindemann's philosophy is to make sure that people are enjoying our products.
Now, there was also a cafe, though, wasn't there? Didn't he create a cafe?
Well, what's happened is Lindemann's Benin in the Hunter has been operating now. They moved on site in 1912 and been operating now 100 years on this property. So to basically celebrate that, we've actually opened a cafe from the birth year called Cafe 1843, which is it's a cafe all around local produce. And there's a local chef here, Craig Parkinson, who's designed the menu with produce, you know, within and around the district to keep it quite focused.
How does it work from your point of view? You know, a wine like Riesling that, you know, at the moment, I guess, people are really enjoying and coming back to, but over the years, you know, Riesling hasn't perhaps been as fashionable. For you guys that have planted a lot of Riesling, how does that work? Like, what do you do with all that wine?
Yeah, look, we you know, at the moment we've just created a new wine, which is called Eliza's 10. Now, part of that Lindemann story and the 100-year celebration is the fact that Lindemann's wife, Eliza, had five sons and five daughters. And what we've done is we've released this new range of wines that's exclusive to the cellar door. And we're using varieties like that. Riesling and Pinot Noir and, you know, wines that are starting to come back into fashion from around the country. You know, these wines are moving into more of a better-for-you icon and, you know, 25% lighter in alcohol and those things so that, you know, we can actually provide something that can be consumed all times, you know, not producing a lot of high-alcohol wines that are mostly used around dinner so that people can enjoy them at cafes for lunch.
Well, look, thanks very much for joining us today on the program. Very, very interesting topic, and we wish you all the best of luck, eh?
Thank you.
Thanks, Damien.
Very interesting, Michael, isn't it? All that wine region stuff.
Well, I love a heritage story because I think for a brand like that, and it was great the way he created that.
Yeah.
But did he say five wives and five daughters?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that wine's really healthy.
I was just thinking of a friend of mine who said, I want to move to the country and have my own vineyard. And I thought, it's a lot of work.
It sounds good, but I don't know.
It's a bit like the veggie patch that we're still trying to get going.
Oh, no, that's coming along.
It's coming, is it?
Really well, but it has rained a lot.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.